I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Come fly with me. Let's
welcome
fly.
To Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled you're with us today. This is officially the first show we are doing into our 16th year broadcasting. And David Isby, my on-air travel companion who's whistling over there, has been with me from the start of this insanity. Today, we are bringing to you the most amazing overview of fabulous interviews we've done. This one is Marvin Hamlisch from October 21st, 2007, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The BSO's Tanglewood Family Concert, Saturday afternoon, July 22nd at 1:30 p.m. at Seiji Ozawa Hall, provides an engaging chamber concert experience, especially for children ages 3 to 8 and their families. Pre-concert activities begin at 11:30. Get tickets at tanglewood.org.
What a joy it is for me to introduce you to Marvin Hamlisch, who has long entertained and put a smile on all of our faces. And I had the pleasure of meeting him recently when he performed at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, among the ghosts of Rachmaninoff and Paderewski and Sarah Bernhardt and so many other talented people who over the years had performed in this Gilded Age theater. And what a gracious man who, when asked to come on with us, said, sure, here's my number.
Right, you got it.
So here he is. Thank you so much for joining us. It is such a delight.
Sure, no problem.
You were wonderful.
Thank you.
You were really wonderful.
I enjoyed it.
And I remembered having sailed on basically an inaugural cruise. We like to think of them as shakedown cruises because they're the first cruises out to make sure everything's running smoothly. And I think it was a Royal Caribbean ship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, probably.
You were performing on board and sailed for several days with us. And I remember on the day that we stopped at the private beach, on the way back, you got stuck in the elevator that stopped moving with about 10 other people, and the stories ran around the ship and how entertaining you were in the elevator.
Hey, you got to do something, you know? You got to be able to do something.
I was sorry I didn't get stuck in the elevator, too.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about your experience at the Colonial Theater, this treasure for the Berkshires. In Western Massachusetts, in Pittsfield, is a very, very special addition to all the cultural activities here. What was your impression of being there?
Well, you know, I'm always thrilled if there's a theater anywhere. You know what I mean? I just am, because we are living in a time where the arts are getting really, how should I say, they're not being treated like first-class citizens. So anytime a town puts together and cares about a theater, I'm always thrilled. But it's a lovely theater, beautiful theater. I thought what was wonderful about the evening was that the singer was singing something from Phantom of the Opera, and all of a sudden you heard this humongous boom of lightning and thunder during the performance. I thought, wow, this is, the theater is not only a great theater, it also gives you sound effects when you need it.
Well, I think it was the angels applauding.
Exactly. But it was beautiful. I loved it. I liked the people. I liked the fact that they were very responsive. It was beautiful. And, of course, you know, that whole area is one of the most pretty places on the eastern seaboard. I mean, it's just gorgeous up there. So, yes, it was wonderful.
And on behalf of the Berkshire Visitors Bureau, we thank you.
Anytime. anytime.
You know, you mentioned the singer. He was a wonderful surprise. I had no idea he would be there. I have seen him perform many times because I saw the play that you mentioned both in London and in New York with him in it, and
right.
I had no idea he was going to be there. So why don't you tell us about that?
His name is J. Mark McVeigh. He was the star for many years of Les Miserables. I met him about 10, 11 years ago. And basically, when he is available, I try to have him as the singer that I go out with, particularly when I do solo concerts, because he's so wonderful, and he's ingratiating, and he's got a great voice. And so, yes, I bring him on, and I usually bring him as a surprise. I don't usually talk about it, because I think it's a wonderful surprise to have, you know?
Well, indeed, and what I found quite amazing, too, was, you know, we hear many great singers here in the Berkshires because there's the Berkshire Opera. And
oh, sure, right.
Tanglewood, where, you know, wonderful people come and perform both in operas and as part of other musical performances. But his acting skills are incredible.
Oh, yes.
And you felt as if you were in the theater watching a play complete with scenery and costumes when he was delivering a song.
No, he is that good. There's no question about it.
Well, let's talk about you, because you're that good. Where are the places in the world that you have performed, since our focus here is on travel, that you have walked away with a piece of the place in your heart?
Well, let me tell you something.
Yes.
I happen to love what do you call it, traveling. I do. I love it particularly. I love doing it. It's almost like part of it is like a vacation for me. So I enjoy it, and places that I have really truly loved are places like Australia, particularly Sydney, that I think is one of the most wonderful places going. I've always loved the south of France. I've never performed there, but who needs it? Who needs it? You just sit there and just enjoy yourself. And love that.
I know places that would welcome you in a heartbeat.
Right. There is definitely, just trying to think of places that have really meant a lot to me. Well, you know, funny enough, I think Montreal is a wonderful city, and so is Vancouver. I think those are wonderful cities. American Charleston is a terrific place to be in. Just wonderful. So there are places that we've really enjoyed, and I try to once a year go somewhere, you know, something new and different and exciting, so that means something to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I've loved traveling. I really have.
Let's go back to the south of France, because that too is one of my favorite places. Are there any particular towns, cities, or villages that are memorable for you?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Did you stay in the, what is it called?
I stayed near Ez, but I traveled, you know, I went to see it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't stay in Ez, but it's beautiful.
You can. Yeah. There is a medieval...
wonderful.
It's a chateau within Ez, and Chef Gredorque, part of it is the restaurant.
Sometimes
people just go there to have an amazing gourmet meal, and you have to make reservations a million weeks in advance if you want to get in there.
You're
but
right.
It's a medieval walled city, and one of the amazing things is if you go walk all the way to the top, and there are people that live in there. Little shops and everything, and houses, and people live in Ez, but it's way at the top of the mountainside overlooking the Mediterranean. And when you get to the very top, on the hillside by the church, there are a million different kinds of cactus.
Oh, and wow.
Did you go up that high?
I don't think I went quite that high. No,
now you have a reason
incredible.
To go back. And,
exactly.
And it's amazing when some of the cactus are in bloom to see the flowering cactus. It is said that these cactus were brought back by the Knights Templar from Malta, who went everywhere, including the southwest of America, and brought them because they're not indigenous to France.
There's
a lot of history there. Where do you stay when you go to the south of France? Not that we're coming to drop in, you understand.
Usually we're in usually in Cannes or in Cap Ferrat. I think that Hotel Cap Ferrat is absolutely. Mm. You know, one of, that, mm. that's just, you know, that's just
one step from heaven.
Yeah, that's truly amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we broadcast earlier this year, January 7th, we broadcast from the Carlton in Cannes, which is,
Oh, that's beautiful. Right, sure.
Right there on the Mediterranean. And if you watch the film To Catch a Thief with Grace Kelly,
yes,
and
of course,
Cary Grant, you've got, and it hasn't really changed.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
It hasn't really changed. You can see it and feel like you're there. It's marvelous. And then you mentioned Charleston. How much time do you actually get to spend in a place when you're there to perform?
Usually one day.
Oh, that's not
one
enough.
One day.
Yeah, that's not nearly
enough.
So,
I perform on a certain day, and then I stay an extra day usually. Mm-hmm. So that's usually what happens.
Are you working on any projects now, or is most of your attention to touring and enjoying life?
Touring right now, yeah. Doing
fabulous.
A lot of that.
Are you going somewhere that we should know about? We can all buy tickets to go?
Well, my next, let's see here, I'm going to be opening the season in the Kennedy Center with Roberta Flack starting on the, the end of the month, actually, 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Okay.
So we're getting ready to do that.
Oh, that's marvelous. Well, we're going to check on Google and find out in City Search and kind of track you down and watch where you are and see if we can show up for another fabulously entertaining evening.
My pleasure.
You had the chance to inaugurate a restored piano as well.
Oh, yeah.
That sounded fabulous at the Colonial
Theater. It was lovely,
Theater.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
And I hope you'll come back to Pittsfield, Massachusetts again because we love you here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marvin Hamlisch, for joining us today.
Bye.
It's been a delight. That's a genius who will be missed, and how lucky I was and truly blessed to have had the opportunity to both meet him in person and to interview him. This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
For our beginning of our 16th year on the air celebration show, we're going to take you off next to Guadalajara in Mexico for a very special visit. And I remember this interview well. It was such fun. I know you're going to enjoy it. So enjoy our anniversary with us. Do you know, I was so lucky to be invited to visit Guadalajara and the state of Jalisco by Mexico Tourism, and I changed all kinds of plans to be able to take advantage of that opportunity. And I have to tell you, it left such a wonderful impression on me that I knew while I was there that I was already planning what I would do and see on my next trip, because this was a whirlwind tour and there just wasn't enough time to do and see everything. But if you want to talk about a place with a heart and a soul that you can feel all around you in its architecture, in its artwork, I have chills telling you this, by the way, in its music, in its people, what a fantastic place. And I got lucky enough to be invited at a time that was in conjunction with the mariachi festival that was performed by people that were competing for the title of, you know, the latest and greatest mariachi players in all their gorgeous regalia. And in this wonderful opera house that rivaled any opera house you would see in Milan or Vienna or Paris or Belfast, for that matter. And David, it was a bigger model of what we have in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, at the Colonial Theater, which is sort of a smaller version, of that kind of Gilded Age fabulous place that, you know, whatever you're going to see or hear is going to be great. And so it is thrilling for me to have Gustavo Stoffert with us, who is the general manager of the Presidente Intercontinental Guadalajara. And how long have you been there, Gustavo?
Stephanie, let me say before that you are a great spokesman for Guadalajara. You could do a fantastic job helping us with Guadalajara. You are very well aware of what Guadalajara is, and I'm very proud of that.
We were very lucky to have a really passionate and knowledgeable guide provided by the local tourist office, who took us to places that if we were there alone, even if we went to the same places, we would not have had the same experience because, and I think it's so important for people to know that when you go someplace, get yourself a guide because they will show you things that you could so easily miss. What a wonderful city. And we were there 3 days and two nights in Guadalajara. We arrived, we spent that day, we had two more nights, and then the next day we left to go off and do other things in Jalisco. And we didn't scratch the surface of what is Guadalajara, even with the amount of time we had.
Yes, actually, Guadalajara is the most Mexican city of our country. That is true. That's the land of tequila and charros and all the gimmicks that Mexico is known by. So.
Well, so it's very true.
That way. I've been in Guadalajara for 1 year and a half already. This is my second time in Guadalajara.
Where were you before?
Before that, I was in Mérida, which is also a very beautiful city. But
yes.
Guadalajara, as I was telling you, is the most Mexican city of all. But it goes beyond of that. Guadalajara is currently, perhaps you guys didn't know, but it's the second largest city regarding the Silicon Valley. In Guadalajara, we are home of Hewlett-Packard, IBM, Flextronics, Benchmark, Honda Motors, Sanmina, Hershey, Molex. And by all means,
you got me with Hershey.
Well, yes, I bet I did. It has nothing to do with the Silicon Valley, right? however, Guadalajara has been changing a lot. On one hand, we have the mariachis and the tequila distilleries and all that. But on the other hand, we have these very big companies which are developing year after year and which are constructing software and hardware, and Guadalajara is becoming a very metropolitan and cosmopolitan city. To be very honest, Guadalajara is a very nice place to live at. Being a Mexican or an American, very close by from Guadalajara, there's a town called Ajijic. And let me tell you, it's the biggest neighborhood of Americans outside of America.
Well, I can see where the attraction would be because, you know, even when I go places, I like to know that even though I feel like I'm in a very rural setting or a very country or a very seashore setting, wherever the setting is that makes me feel like I'm far removed and quiet and peaceful, I like to know that not very far away there are the services a big city offers, like a hospital emergency room. So if there's a problem, you know there are people there that know how to take care of you. Or if there are things that you, goods and services that you want to purchase, it's nice to know they're very nearby.
Exactly. That's true. And let me tell you, I feel also very proud about our hotel. Our hotel was and is a landmark. Our hotel was opened in 1983. So we took the chance in 2009, which, by the way, was a great year, to perform a complete renovation of the property. We turned it apart and remade the hotel. We went inside of every single room in every single public area, and we changed it. And we made that change following one specific topic, and you know what that is? Tequila.
It was a no-brainer, Mexicans, right? Never miss an opportunity. Well, actually, we took the train, the Tequila Express, and we went out to where the tequila, like, are they called bodegas?
Yes.
Ranches, what have you? It was an amazing experience. As a matter of fact, if you go to my website.
Yes.
S. Abrams, SABRAMS.com. Go and look at the galleries that we have on Mexico, and you will see the tequila plantations and every bit of the process from growing the agave plant to the finished product that you get to taste.
So exactly.
I say laughingly.
As you go inside our hotel, you begin to find different kinds of agaves. And the picture of this agave plantation in the rooms, we have different paintings on that. And as you go around the hotel, you notice and you feel that you are in Guadalajara.
Catch the rest of that interview and any interview that you only heard part of today at sabrams.com/blog.
Happy anniversary, 70.
Can you believe it?
Join Stephanie Abrams in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at 6 p.m. at the amazing Northshire Bookstore for an interactive experience about her novel, Rumors. You can even take Amtrak to the Saratoga Springs train station and hotfoot it to 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York. You'll find an invitation at Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and at northshire.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Here's George Foreman with Invet Health.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at Invent Help.
Call Invent Help today for free information. Invent Help has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. Invent Help can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call Invent Help today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put Invent Help in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Got your bags packed yet?
Here's travel with Stephanie Abrams and her traveling companion, David Isby.
On October 13, 2002, I had the pleasure and privilege of interviewing by telephone George Saliba, who at the time was the ambassador to the United States from Malta.
And we're doing all this celebrating 15 years on the air. It's amazing.
Now into our 16th year. Can you believe it?
Love it.
So let's take a reach into the past and get together. And Malta is now a sponsor. Can you believe
it? Love it.
You have an ambassador with us right now.
You know, I'm sitting here with a huge album of photos. And if I do this right, I'll turn the page and you'll hear me turning the page. And I'm looking at the pictures that we took when we were in Malta. Pictures of Medina and Valletta, going through the areas where the wonderful shops are and all the historic buildings and the fantastic architecture in Malta. And, of course, I can't get back past the pages and pages and pages of pictures. I don't know how many rolls we took. Just inside St. John's Cathedral, a place where you don't know where to put your eyes. There is so much to look at. Literally, I could have spent an entire day and felt like I walked out not seeing it all, but I suspect you could spend years in there and not see it all. So,
well, the rolls of pictures you've taken, you spent certainly at least an hour there.
Oh, we did. I didn't want to leave. But I have the pleasure and the privilege of being invited to lunch at the home of Ambassador George Saliba, the ambassador to the U.S. from Malta, who has graciously come to talk with us today and our listening audience. Thank you so much for joining us, Ambassador.
Thanks to be on your program. Glad to be on your program.
The pleasure is all ours. I was so impressed with Malta. Why don't you, for our listeners who haven't yet had Malta on the itinerary that I hope they will plan just to go there, give us a little information on the history of Malta and the richness of the country.
Right. Well, you know, from the United States, I think if you're going somewhere for a holiday and you're going for sun and beaches, you don't come to Malta. It's too far. And you have sun and beaches here in the United States and in the Caribbean. But if you want something else, if you want history, if you want culture, and if you want architecture, then you have to come to Malta. Malta is unique. Malta is in the center of the Mediterranean, and all the powers who had anything to do in the Mediterranean have passed through Malta. So through our history, we have had the Phoenicians, the Carthaginians, the Romans, the Greeks, the Arabs, the Knights of Malta, the British, the French, you name it, we had it. And every one of them has left something. So it is a place which is really, I like to describe Malta as an open museum. You're walking in history.
It absolutely is. It was an incredible experience, and I was there only for the day on a cruise ship. And so, thankfully, the cruise ship ported in Malta, and we were able to spend the day touring with a wonderful guide to see the main shopping area and the historic sections. And I can't wait to go back and really spend some time, because I felt like it was the appetizer, and I'm now ready for the dinner.
Well, you know, I think quite a few Americans are coming to Malta for a first visit on cruises. And then the same thing occurs. They come, they see, and they felt that 1 day, 2 days doesn't do justice to the island. Malta has two very unique periods in history, which are, I would say, unique to us. One of them, of course, is the megalithic period. It's a prehistoric period where we have temples which are the first human structures known to mankind. They predate the pyramids by about 2,000 years. They predate Stonehenge in England by about 1,000 years.
That's incredible.
And that is, those are unique temples. One of them is underground. And these temples are really something worth seeing. You know, when you see television, you see a lot of pictures of Stonehenge. These are much more elaborate than Stonehenge. And in a small country like Malta, which is only 120 square miles, we have over 14 of such temples.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
I'm really very interested in your spending a minute or two talking about St. John's Cathedral, which is a work of art beyond description.
Well, St. John's Cathedral is the other part of the history which I was going to refer to, and it is all that was left in Malta by the Knights. The Knights of St. John, for those who know some history, came to Malta from Rhodes after they had been defeated in Jerusalem. Just to make a small comment here, you know, when they came to Malta, Malta belonged to the Kingdom of Spain, and for getting Malta, the Knights had to pay the king a falcon, had to give a falcon from Malta every year, and that's where the Maltese falcon originates. But the Cathedral of St. John, which was the main church built by the Knights, is a unique place. I mean, it has this fantastic painting of Caravaggio, which has been restored in Italy 1 year ago. And that's one, the masterpiece of Caravaggio. And then you have this marble floor, which is unique. I don't think there is any other church in the world where you have these slabs, these tombs where the Knights were entombed. And then you have on each one of them, coat of arms, their history, and they're so elaborate, and there's so much to see that, as you said, it would take you more than a day just to look at the floor of St. John's Cathedral.
I'm handing Dave Isby, my traveling companion here on the air, a photo of that floor. And
it's remarkable.
What is
amazing.
Your reaction to it, Dave?
I mean, it looks massive. I mean, it looks very...
That's one tiny piece.
That's what you were saying, yeah.
The cathedral is huge, and each of these slabs that lies over the interment of a knight is unique with... some of them are just interesting inlays of colorful marble. Others have actual, you know, inscriptions and a story about the person. Mm. And it's so, each one is so intricate that you really want to spend the time to see each and every one of them. I've never experienced anything like it. And I mean, one of the things we do in every city or country we go into is visit the local cathedrals, because they tend to be the most incredible link to history, both architectural, musically, and of course to the religious aspect of that group. But I've never seen anything like this. Never.
Yeah, I think St. John's Cathedral is unique. I don't know. I have never seen any other church like it. I have never seen a floor like that anywhere. I think if it was not for the Sistine Chapel, which is so immensely decorated, I think St. John's Cathedral, as far as decoration comes, must be second to the Sistine Chapel.
It's an amazing work of art. What is the easiest way to get to Malta if you're not coming on a ship?
Well, the easiest way I find is always through any European destination. We have flights connecting from London, from Frankfurt, from Rome, from Brussels, from Amsterdam. I find myself the easiest would be London, because we have most flights to London. We have about 6 to 8 flights a day.
Oh, that's
from
fantastic.
To London.
And how long is the flight?
The flight from London is just under three hours.
Oh, so once you're in the plane and you have a snack and
exactly.
You read your newspaper, you take a quick little power nap, and you get off and you're there.
Exactly. After you're on your transatlantic flight, I like to walk a bit at Heathrow just to stretch myself, and then it's time to fly again.
Yes, and the climate, because you're in the Mediterranean, must be mild all year round. I was there. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Well, the climate, because we are an island in the Mediterranean, of course, because we're surrounded by the sea, we never get really cold. I mean, the coldest it would get in Malta at night would be 10 above zero.
That's Celsius. That's not Fahrenheit.
Yeah, that's Fahrenheit.
So that's probably somewhere in the mid-50s.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, so you, in the worst case, have springtime weather all year round.
Well, you know, it can be at night, it can get a bit chilly, but it's really never that cold.
Well, you know, really, this sounds like it would be a wonderful destination for what we call the low season, during times when people are looking for someplace that's different and unusual and really offers them an opportunity to learn something while they're enjoying
right.
it.
Well, this is one of the promotions we have been quite successful in. We have tourism all over there. We're only 380,000 people. We have over 1 million tourists a year, which have to spread all over the year. So actually, we have two types of tourism. In summer, we get more of the younger people who come to Malta to enjoy themselves, swim, go to the beaches, go to discotheques, do English language studies. And then in winter, we have more of the, let's say, mature people coming from Europe who would like to escape the cold. The cold winters of Northern Europe, and they come to Malta because, as you said, it's much easier and more comfortable to be
well,
there.
I hope you'll see some more North Americans coming as well, and I'll be among them, so look for me. Ambassador Saliba, thank you so much for taking your time to be with Travel with Stephanie Abrams on Business Talk Radio Network today.
Thank you, Stephanie, and I hope I see you in Malta.
Count on it.
Hey.
Thanks so much.
Hey, it's great that he took his time out of his busy schedule to join us today.
Well, we attract only the finest.
You sure do. I found that out.
Was that great? What a wonderful destination Malta is. It Absolutely. Should be on everybody's plans as a must-see.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Longcrew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607. 303-4607.
4607.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 847-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're trying our very best. This is quite a job, isn't it, David?
It is, but it's a lot of fun, actually, delving back, you know, 15 years of audio.
Wow. It's a major undertaking. But we wanted to select quintessential interviews that we've done. And we're actually going to throw in some travel tips in the next hour that we've done over the last 15 years, now in our 16th year with you. And we have so many listeners who have been with us from the beginning, and names that come to mind are Libby Wright and Terry Krautkramer, and the people that keep in touch and send me Valentine's every year. We're going to go off to England now, to Downton Abbey, which is really Highclere Castle. And we're going to speak with the lady of the house there, Lady Fiona Carnarvon.
And when was this first broadcast, you remember?
This first aired in May of 2012, when we were deep into Downton Abbey. It is a joy to introduce Lady Carnarvon, and I must get the accent on the right syllable, on the phone with me. It has been not only joyous watching Downton Abbey and seeing Highclere Castle inside and out, and a kind of intimate introduction to your beautiful home. But also, it's been thrilling in talking with my good friend Mark Leslie, whose family is associated with Castle Leslie in County Monaghan, Ireland. And they have so many connections with so many people in Ireland, in the UK, and in America because of their unique family background, Winston Churchill being a first cousin of Uncle Jack, Sir John Leslie, at Castle Monaghan, at Castle Leslie in Monaghan. And I had a chat with Mark Leslie and told him, Lady Carnarvon, that you were going to be my guest. And he said, oh, I must share some photos with you. And came out with these marvelous photos of Highclere Castle in 1912. And I'm hoping that you've had a chance to see them as well. They're at travelers411.com, the interactive part of our website. And you'll find them in member photos. The album is listed something like Edwardian Country Life. It's, you know, and it's the last ones that go in are the first ones that are up. So you'll see it right there at the top of the first page of photos. Welcome. And have you had a chance to see those photos?
Yes, I have. They're charming. I love photographs in that period.
And it was quite remarkable. I'm sure you have many family albums filled with photos as well from that period.
We have quite a lot from 1895 through to the First World War. Never the ones you want, funnily enough. But what we have is incredibly wonderful to still have preserved, actually. So I've scanned quite a lot of them, and some of them in the book I've written, and there was a plethora to choose from anyway, which is great.
Well,
but I like the one at the front of Feiglin in July 1930 from your website. That's charming.
Well, you know, I'll have to look more carefully at that as well. I really want to spend more time and really study each one of them. But when I fell across, Mark pointed out the two to me. I actually was in his studio at Martello Media in Dublin when he pulled up. You know, I told him about my interest in Downton Abbey, and he said, well, as a matter of fact, I have been archiving the Leslie family photos, and in going through, I found these two marvelous pictures from 1912. And the Leslies were very keen on photography and writing, and so they just have this wonderful family archive of goodies. And so it was first in his studio that I got to see the photos, but the one that has tickled me the most really is the one with Queen Elizabeth as a young girl, Princess Elizabeth, with her sister Princess Margaret. And you know, you see the face. There's another one there of Jenny Leslie Churchill, who was Winston Churchill's mother, and it looks like Winston is about 12 years old there, but all that's missing is the cigar. You know, you see the face quite clearly that it is him. Now, when you are getting ready to do what needs to be done to accommodate the filming of Downton Abbey at Highclere, that must have been a massive undertaking.
Well, it's still going on because there's a third series to come. So I think you get more used to it without doubt as you go on and figure out what the process is each time they come in and go out, which they're still doing for another couple of months.
Well, now, when you began this process, it looks from the pictures that Mark Leslie sent me that there's this one picture with some ladies whose last name is Fellows, which is the same last name as Julian Fellows, who was the author of Downton Abbey. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm making the assumption, so please correct me if I'm wrong, if that relationship with the Fellows family doesn't go quite far back, and therefore Downton Abbey was the natural heir to being Highclere being the place that it was based on?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what relation Sybil Fellows, who's in the photograph, is to Julian. And there's no Fellows. Perhaps she came along with one of the people she's photographed with. I know that Lord Kitchener came to have lunch here in June 1914, who was Emma, Julian Fellows' wife's great uncle, so that I do know, but I don't know about Sybil Fellows. There is another set of Fellows, Lord Robert Fellows and Lady Jane Fellows, who is Princess Diana's sister, elder sister, and that's another Fellows who aren't related to Julian, but who are also friends of ours and who do come here. So there are several branches of Fellows, and there are some Fellows from that branch, which definitely looks different, buried in old Berkeley Church near here. So it may be through that, but I don't know.
We actually spent the entire hour with Lady Fiona Carnarvon, and you can hear the whole interview and the continuing interviews for everybody on today's show by going to sabrams.com/blog and click on the links that'll take you to the audio. This is our 15th anniversary, beginning of our 16th year show, and we've got two more hours to come, so stay with us. This is Stephanie Abrams and David Isby, and we're flying high.
Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.